much anticipation. The show sold out so quickly. A lot of people who wanted to get tickets didn't even realize they were on sale before they already sold out. A lot of people wanted to get in. This morning, we gave away front row tickets to the show, and we're very fortunate to have these guys back in studio. They've been in Studio C a number of times over the years, but it's been a while, so it's nice to see their smiling faces again. Welcome, Train, to Studio C on Cities 97. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
We've got Pat, Jimmy, and Brandon all here right now. And you guys are on tour. You're in support of the new record right now, which is doing quite well for you.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun. This is the most fun we've ever had on a tour, to be honest.
Really?
It absolutely is. And we have, I think, the best show that we've ever put on for anybody. So people who have seen us a number of times will see something brand new tonight.
Really? I mean, because it sounds very, I don't want to be skeptical. I believe you guys. You have very honest faces. But when you hear, hey, it's the best record we've ever done, the most fun we've ever had on tour, if you feel that way, that's great. I mean,
I was just feeding you some press. I don't really think much about the record or the tour, to be honest. You caught me, and now I feel weird.
But real, but
now I feel better about myself.
Exactly, that's real. I mean, I think we've had a real breakthrough today here in Studio C.
No, you are right, though, because that's what everybody seems to say. You come out with a record, oh, it's our best ever. Come out with a tour, but it's really going to be up to Train fans to decide. And if you visit Trainline.com, you'll see that they're the ones telling us that, not the other way around.
Well, and when it comes to the CD, too, I don't think you'd leave the studio until you felt that you achieved some new level or you achieved something that you're happy with and you've kind of found a new direction.
We didn't enter the studio until we felt like we were at a new level, to be honest.
Really?
Time. Yeah, we kind of got away from music a little bit, and music didn't let us. You know, we were like, let's take a little break for the first time, and that's when we wrote, I think, our best record. And then when we went in to work with Brendan O'Brien, the idea was just to record a song or two, because we have a new band, really. You know, Brandon and Johnny are new partners in this, and we have a new version of the band. And we were there for 6 hours, and Brendan O'Brien took me aside and said, man, we got to make this record now. And so 6 weeks later, we had an album.
Wow, very good. Well, we'll talk more about the CD and the tour and a couple other things you guys are involved with, but we've got you in Studio C. Went to all the problem of getting these instruments put together. Let's get our first song.
Yep, this is Cab.
I'm still
That's Train, live in Studio C on the Traffic Jam. Tonight, the sold-out show at the State Theater, touring in support of the new CD, For Me, It's You, which came out towards the end of January. Before we talk about the new CD, you said that it was time to take a break. You guys were just a little saturated. You wanted to go ahead and take a little time off. Was that a unanimous decision? Was there one person who wanted time off and everyone kind of begrudgingly went along? Or did everyone feel kind of it was time for a break?
You know, I think I needed a break, and I, you know, I felt like everybody needed it, but I couldn't not have a break.
Right.
I actually moved to Santa Monica to just kind of get over the last couple of years, and then, you know, we were able to document my life and you know, musically, everybody else's lives into our record.
I know a lot of your personal experiences went into this new record, some difficult things, some good things. I mean, you know, the positivity of kids and stuff like that, but I know that you lost a good friend and some other things that went into it. Is it hard to, when you go ahead and decide to make the decision to use stuff that's that personal to you, and this is what my art's going to be now, is it tough to relive it every time you do that song?
You know, it's more of a healing process. You know, we have this unique advantage of being able to go through life as we all do, except then we're able to express it in, you know, art or our work. And so it's more an advantage than a disadvantage. You know, you get to kind of celebrate it, whether it's good or bad. You dealt with it. You know, the alternative to going through good and bad things is that you don't go through anything. And so, you know, music for us is a celebration. So every night we try to do that for our fans, and in return, they celebrate with us.
For the new CD, you decided to go with one of the very best producers in music, who has worked with virtually everyone, and now he can add Train to that list, Brendan O'Brien. What led to the decision to work with Brendan on this CD?
Well, you know, we worked with him on Drops of Jupiter and My Private Nation. And personally, you know, I think that he's an incredibly talented guy, but I wanted him to work with this band as the version that we are, because it's at such a high level musically. You know, Johnny and Scott and Brandon and Jimmy working together is just, I felt like he deserved that. You know, he worked with us for so many years. He deserved the best version of this band, and he felt like that was the case as soon as he heard it.
Very nice. You've said of the CD that it sounds like you're not trying too hard on this CD, you know, and when you're in a band that has had the kind of success you've had, and every CD you've ever put out has gone platinum or better, you know, Grammy nominations here and there. I mean, is there sort of an expectation sometimes you look back at other CDs and you're like, man, it sounds like we were really reaching for something there? Or what's the difference, you would say, on this CD?
Jimmy, you want to say something? Jimmy. Jimmy, wake up.
I was napping.
But do you guys as a band, I mean, do you feel that kind of collective pressure? We've had success. We can't just go out there and do exactly what we want. We maybe have to modify this a little bit to fit into something, you know, to make the square peg fit in the square hole.
I don't know. I think that kind of happened naturally on this record because, like Pat said, we did take the time off. We have a couple new band members.
Mm-hmm.
So and they contributed a lot, especially Brandon here. To the songwriting on the new record, so I think things just kind of naturally and organically matured and developed for this record. You know, we put pressure on ourselves a little bit to try and make better music than what we've done. You know, make something that we can be proud of and go out and tour and you know. So there's that pressure, but not too much from the outside, I don't think, you know?
Right. Well, the critics and the fans are definitely embracing the new record. Shows are selling out across the country. You guys are in the midst of a summer tour, and you're at the State Theater tonight. Can we get another song?
No.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for today's Traffic Jam. No. We've got Train on the Traffic Jam live in Studio C.
She doesn't own a dress. Her hair is always a mess. Catch her stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful, smokes a pack a day. Wait, that's me even anyway. She doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. Me, Virginia. She never compromises, loves babies and surprises. Wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Meet Virginia. Well, she wants to be the queen, then she thinks. works on covering. Brother is a fine mediator for the president. Well, here she is again on the phone, just like me, it's to be alone. We just like to sit at home, rip on the president. Meet Virginia.
Got Train live in Studio C. It's the Traffic Jam on Cities 97. They perform tonight at the State Theater. Is it nice having some new people in the band when it comes to performing material that you've been doing for years? Does it help add something new or fresh to it?
Let me just say that the performance that we just gave is definitely going to end up like on some crazy Cities 97 CD somewhere, because that was amazing.
It was very good.
I mean,
it was actually.
You
let's
don't
give
have,
yourselves a hand. I
you
like
don't
it.
Have a live studio audience, but if you did,
right.
They'd be freaking out.
They'd still be cheering. No, it was an exceptional version. There's no question.
There's probably all kinds of traffic accidents happening right now.
As we speak. They're turning, involuntarily driving towards the station as we speak. You guys have been on a number of samplers in the past, and, well, maybe we'll just have to talk about that one being on the next one.
Hey, just keep offering us $1 million at a time, and we'll keep saying yeah.
Why would you? Yeah, okay.
You know, it is a lot of fun having new guys in the band. They add so much to it. You know, Jimmy and Scott are great musicians. And then to have Brandon and Johnny come in and work with them, it's just everybody took a step up. You know, they give each other, you know, great material. And then each guy plays great parts so somebody else can add their thing to it. And there's never a question of, you know, there's one guy that's not pulling it. You know, it's just always we're competing to make a song great, and everybody's got the same goal in mind.
We push each other a lot, you know, and we're starting to get more familiar with each other,
right?
And it's exciting on stage every night because we're learning to improvise with each other and play off of each other and stretch in the songs.
Except
it's nice.
Brandon's starting to walk around the bus with no clothes on, which I mean maybe that's the way he does it, but
I thought I was clear about that when you
it's weird
the job. I don't remember.
Well, you said shirtless, you know, and we were all into shirtless, but it's getting weird.
Well,
you know, it's now there's nothing, you know, and
welcome
and
to the family.
And he sleeps with his bunk curtain open. It's weird.
Yeah, he sleeps with the curtain open.
He's just living that free lifestyle. You know, Brandon, I want to ask you, I mean, you come to a band that has sort of a legacy and a sound and everything's in place. Was it at all daunting, or was it just exciting to be part of the band?
Just exciting, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I came from a career as being a studio musician,
right.
So I came with experience having played with a whole bunch of different people and toured with a bunch of different people. So, you know, trained with somebody I'd respected and I knew about, and I wondered, why didn't they have a keyboard player?
Right.
So I was glad to, you know, show up and take that role.
And now that you've been, you know, sort of brought into Train Incorporated, I mean, the benefits package is okay? They're treating you all right, feeding you and everything?
Well, they have this whole clothing thing that's
right.
freaking
right.
me out. But I think
there's dress code, yeah. Right, right.
You know, aren't you freaked out that he's naked right now?
You know, I see a lot of this. I'm in Studio C all the time, believe it or not.
Okay,
he's not the first naked keyboardist I've seen in this room.
More crashes on the highway.
Hopefully won't be the last. One more question about your CD before we talk about the tour. You guys made the decision on the new CD to put a cover of who I consider to be one of the greatest songwriters in my life, Bob Mould, who Minnesotans will always claim as their own, even though he was from New York, part of the legendary trio Husker Du, and after that went solo and then was part of Sugar. And you guys do a cover of If I Can't Change Your Mind. Why that song?
You know, mostly because of being fans of the band. You know, there are several of us that are big fans of Sugar and you know, the records that Bob Mould has made. And Brendan O'Brien asked us, you know, how familiar we were, and he played us the song and once, you know, and because some of us were familiar with it, and said, okay, I don't ever want you to hear it again. Let's just go in and play it. And so we took that approach to try to make it our own, and I think it was successful.
I think it's a great rendition. I mean, and it takes.
Does Bob still live here?
You know, he only lived here for a very brief window. But Minnesotans will always say that he is one of ours.
Well, is
because
he here
of Husker
now?
Du. No, he lives in, well, it was New York City, then D.C. I'm not sure where
he is
Paul now.
How about Paul Westerberg? Does he still live
he
here?
He does indeed live
I'm
here. In fact, the Replacements just got into the studio a couple weeks ago to record a couple of new songs, the remaining living members. And there's going to be a best of coming out this summer, and they're going to have two new Replacement tracks on there.
Man, well, Paul Westerberg came out today, man, we'd be totally all over.
Yeah, if you're listening, we're fans, and please call into the station. Come out and see us tonight.
All right, you guys got a couple tickets for Paul if
Don't
he wants to come out tonight.
Come and see us. Come and jam with us.
Yeah, come and jam.
All right, Paul, the word's been put out. Get
do
yourself
the whole show, and we'll watch.
Get yourself. Now, you guys are talking about the tour. You're out doing your summer tour right now, and you said it's different than you've ever done before, more production, bigger. I mean, are we talking like Kiss or Spinal Tap big? I mean,
yes.
Coming up out of pods, that sort of thing?
No, you know, it's definitely different. You know, we have incredible lighting and all kinds of great backdrops and little tricks that make a show fun and exciting. And, you know, we're big fans of classic rock, and not just the music, but their style of putting on a show. And so, you know, we've been compared to that a little bit and proudly accept the compliment.
Embracing it fully. All right, very good. Well, it's a sold-out show tonight at the State Theater. We've given away tickets in the first five rows. I wish we had more, but sold out is sold out. Let's get one more song before we kick you guys out of here.
I will say this, though.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody in Minneapolis,
right.
Which, you know, I don't know anybody really close to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always looking for, you know.
Right.
I got a couple tickets, is what I'm saying. How forward do I need to be here? I mean, you guys aren't getting it at all. I got four tickets. How many girls can I?
I have a pair left too, but I'm saving them for Paul Westerberg.
You know what? The phones, because you said that, Pat, the phones won't stop ringing from now until well after the show this evening. I'll make sure to forward them all to your cell phone number.
Oh. actually, you can add to that list if you want to and put them on as my guests.
Really?
Absolutely.
If I take caller 7 right now, I can send those two people to the show tonight. Compliments of you.
Absolutely.
There you go. It just went out. Caller 7 on the studio line, 651-989-9797. Pat would like you to be his personal guest at the show, and he's got some tickets for you. Very kind of you.
You know what? That's just the beginning.
All right, we'll just leave it at that, and we'll get one more song from Train as we wrap up the traffic jam on Cities 97.
We're going to go shoot a video for this next song tomorrow in L.A., so you'll be seeing that soon on VH1. This is called Give Myself to You. When I find I got not enough faith.
That's their brand new single. You'll find it on the latest release, For Me, It's You, out now in stores everywhere. The band is Train. We've got them live in Studio C on the Traffic Jam on Cities 97. And you leave for L.A. tomorrow to go cut the video.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. So you are musicians. You enjoy your time in the studio. You enjoy going on the road. Do you like being in front of the camera and preening and showing everybody how it's done video style?
Well, you know, this one is going to be really exciting. Sometimes it's work and sometimes it's pleasure. Mm-hmm. And we met this guy, Philip Andelman, and he's a director, and he's really... He's got great ideas, and we're basically going to go to L.A. and shoot an infomercial. That's what this video is going to be about. So we're just assuming it's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Kind of like a Ron Popeil kind of thing.
I don't know who that is.
Are you the Fish-O-Matic, the little pocket fisherman,
exactly.
The little rotisserie? The Ron Popeil is the inventor of the infomercial.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you say so? I mean, you pronounced his name incorrectly the first
time. And Ron, if you're here in Minneapolis, call in for tickets.
Yeah. Hell, come to the show tonight. Perform.
Okay. You're doing a summer tour right now. You're cutting a video tomorrow. The summer tour, the dates I saw run through at least the end of May. Is touring the plan for the rest of the year? What does the rest of the year hold for Train?
Yeah, it'll be the plan for the rest of the year. We'll take a short 3-week break and then get out again and then take another little break. And hopefully this record will take us well into next year.
Very good. Well, good luck with that and good luck with everything. Good luck with the video, and I hope you sell lots of whatever it is you're selling on your infomercial.
Thank you.
I guess it's you guys.
We're going to be selling the record.
Brandon, Jimmy, Pat, thank you guys very much for being here. It's Train, live in Studio C on Cities 97. It's the Traffic Jam made possible in part by Budweiser Select. They perform a sold-out show tonight at the State Theater, and maybe we'll get another shot at them a little.